VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Ukraine fired a volley of British Storm Shadow cruise missiles into Russia on Wednesday, the latest new Western weapon it has been permitted to use on Russian targets a day after it fired longer-range U.S. missiles. The strikes were widely reported by Russian war correspondents on Telegram. Moscow has said the use of Western weapons to strike Russian territory far from the border would be a major escalation in the conflict. Many Ukrainians welcome the U.S. decision to let Ukraine strike deep into Russian territory. Anna Chernikova reports for VOA from Kyiv.
Ukraine has yet to confirm that long-range missiles it received from the U.S. struck targets in Russia, as the Kremlin claims. But on the streets of Kyiv, residents reacted to the news that the Biden administration had lifted restrictions against the use of Army Tactical Missile System, or ATACMS, in the war against Russia.
This will allow us to conduct deep strikes and destroy their infrastructure, airfields, manpower, and military equipment, so that they will use it less against us.
Our opinion is, why that late? If it weren't so late, we probably wouldn't be in the situation we are in now. There wouldn't be damaged energy infrastructure, there wouldn't be massive power outages. If this had been done earlier, the front line wouldn't be where it is now.
The sense of urgency is growing as Russia escalates its assault with the help of North Korean troops and strikes on Ukraine's energy grid. But as Ukraine braces for a long winter, there is also uncertainty about the future and the prospect of diminished U.S. support after the January transfer of power in Washington. Anna Chernikova, VOA.